Welcome back to the Giselle Show podcast, Meet Friends, where we are making stuff up, being real, and talking about it. Coming up in this part three, we have 100 words and more of the creativity wheel of death. Bum, bum, bum. Boom. First up, we're going to have, before Madison is going to share with us his creative outputting, Shira is going to take a spin. Here we go, Shira.
Spin that wheel of death.
Spinning, spinning, spinning. Ooh. She gets makeup.
That's kind of good for you, though.
Do you like this one? Make up a haiku about a brick.
Haikus are 5-7-5.
That's right. Haikus are a three-line poem. The first line have 5 syllables. The second line have 7 syllables. The third line have 5 syllables. Okay. And so you're going to make up a haiku about a brick. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Madison Perry is going to deliver his acceptance speech. Take it away, Madison!
So, wait, tell us what it is again.
The award I won was the best literary-inspired bong name for Somerset Bong. And I couldn't be more excited to win this, especially in such a strong field. So many great bongs. F. Pot Fitzgerald, Bong DeLillo, Vladimir Nabokov. I mean, that one was genius. If there's any justice in this world, my friend Chingy Boy would have won for Vladimir Nabokov, but I'm not going to turn the award down, don't get me wrong. I've got to thank my father, who turned me on to Somerset Mom as a child. I've got to thank my dealer, Fat Ronnie, of course, for keeping that sticky in Somerset Bong. Appreciate that. Big shout out to the place I bought my bong. This place, Amazon.com. I'm Prime and loving it, so thank you to Amazon and my family. I couldn't do this without you. So I just want to say thank you, everyone. Keep dreaming out there. You know, don't stop thinking of bong puns while you're high. You can achieve something. So thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks.
Yay! Woo!
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You've got such an audience since the show's been going on.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Look at all the people that have gathered.
They gathered outside the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming today. Wow.
It really is a shame I don't like smoking pot more because I love naming bongs. It turns out. I'm going to start buying bongs not to smoke, just to name them. Yeah.
You are so clever. You have the... You keep saying things that I want to repeat just so that I can have the pleasure of having them come out of my mouth.
Sure, feel free. I mean, send me a check.
F. Pot Fitzgerald.
Yep.
And what was the other one? Oh, Vladimir Nabokov.
Yeah.
You're really clever.
Oh, thank you. I really just put bong into other words. But thank you.
That's great. Well done. Oh, I love that. I love that. So meanwhile, Shira is still hard at work on her haiku. So we have some 100 words. Billy, did you have 100 words today?
No.
No, okay. But we have the theme song. That's right. Everyone loved the theme song. You guys ready to join in? It's pretty self-explanatory. How many words do you get when you write 100 to 120 words?
100.
To 120.
And we had a listener, Mr. Eric Schneewind from Portland, Oregon, who write in his 100 words. And this was from a trip that involves my home country, Germany. He said, he hope it don't make me homesick. This is what he wrote. I did not want lederhosen. What 6-year-old boy does? My mother... We were visiting Germany in 1970, and she was very excited at the German department store to see me trying on a pair of lederhosen. I went along with it until I realized that we might actually be leaving the store. My sisters made new dolls, and me with some overall shorts made of leather. That's when the tears suddenly burst out. It worked. I got some cowboy and Indian figurines instead. Yes, the American boy went overseas and came home with little plastic cowboy and Indians. I still think about what could have been with the Lederhosen.
Yay! Is the audience outside like it too? Oh, wow, guys!
And just a shout out to Eric, there is still time. And I have seen Eric. I know what he looked like. He would look fantastic in Lederhosen. Really? Who wouldn't, really, when you come down to it? Madison, you do 100 words?
Sure, I'll do. I brought 100 words today. There was no doubt about it. The Yoplait people had deep pockets, and he had a plan to get some of that yogurt money. His cousin Davy had to come through with the dynamite, and of course with Davy nothing was ever a sure thing. But assuming the dynamite acquisition came off without a hitch, they'd be most of the way there. Use the undated yogurt as leverage to get a meeting with the Yoplait legal team at their HQ, hide the dynamite in an edible arrangement, take their precious live culture hostage, and then escape with the money in Davy's buddy's helicopter. Of course with Davy, nothing was ever a sure thing, but he seemed really confident about the helicopter.
You're great.
Thank you.
Excellent. Matt the son. And I have one too. Here it goes. A dead fly lies on its back, legs in the air, on the white sill of a lace-curtained window. In life, it had been a great nuisance to Miss Evelyn Nunberry, who now stands near to the window, hands on hips, staring down at it. Miss Evelyn is pleased by the suffering of anything that inconvenienced or annoyed her. When the butcher didn't set aside her lamb shanks, as she had asked, she smiled sweetly and forgave him to his face. But she was secretly delighted when she heard he lost a toe. Now she smiles at the dead fly. She thinks, 2 nights ago you tortured me with your buzzing. Now you are dead. This is your comeuppance. She scoops it up and carries it to the trash, and all is right in her world.
Oh, I love that. Oh, it's just never-ending, ceaseless fun here.
Yay. Well, Miss Shira, how are you feeling? You ready to go?
Sure.
You've been silently counting syllables over here to the side.
A haiku about a brick. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, you are so hard, but ugh, such a fucking square. Guess that's a date dick. I mean brick. Brick. Guess that's a date. I want to say with a brick, but it's just not working out. But I could also say just as dumb as a brick.
That's
but that's
good.
Just no, as dumb as...
That's six.
Just as dumb.
Take out the just.
Just a dumb brick.
Just a dumb brick.
That's only four. Take out the just. As dumb as a brick.
As dumb as a brick.
Okay, yeah. So now do the whole thing.
Okay, wait. Let me come up with as dumb as a brick. You are so fuck... No, you... Oh, you are so hard, but ugh, such a fucking square. As dumb as a brick.
Great.
I love it.
That's right.
I think that was about your ex.
Yeah, I think there's a little bitterness.
Nice.
Yeah. Impressive.
Oh, perfect.
What does the first verse mean?
So you, what is it? Oh, you're...
Never mind.
You know what I love with all of these is... This is what I find too. Sometimes when I'm creating, once you dive in, once you let yourself fall backwards, dive in, kill the ego, be falling, just take that scary first step. It turned out in some ways is much easier than you feared because you can just bring in whatever is going on in your life or right around you in the room. So everything that you guys created today was... It had elements of things we was talking about and other people, and we're just bringing in what is in the zeitgeist right now.
No, it's true. We all did sort of feed on each other.
Yeah.
Especially with the stuff you had to do like right away.
Yeah. So congratulations to everybody. Now we're going to wrap things up. And this is the pitch portion of the show. Because I want to do our thanks and hear our plugs and pitches. Who have something to plug and pitch? Your websites, your...
Buy my book.
Yeah, buy your book.
Buy his, I'm going to buy your book.
Thank you, Billy. Madison, that's one. That's
his,
one sold.
His book is called...
His
book is called Available, A Memoir of Heartbreak, Hookups, Love, and Brunch. It's published by Scribner, and you can go on to the Amazon.com.
It's on Amazon. You can go to my website, MadisonPerry.com.
Spell that for us.
MattesonPerry. So a bit of an unusual spelling of Madison, but... You can find me. I'm so Googleable, you guys. Just
Madison.
Google the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Madison Perry, who you can Google the hell out of. in this book, do you have any more storytellings coming up?
I don't. I regularly host The Moth in
LA. Is there one coming
LA.
Up?
The next one I host is in February.
Okay, February.
And yeah, that's about it for
So look
shows.
For him on The Moth, which is a storytelling show. Great. Miss Shira, do you have anything to plug?
It's a work in progress right now.
Right on, man.
I've been working on a website for like 6 months. When it comes out, I'll let you know.
That's great. Great. Thank you, sweetie.
I just want people to follow me on Instagram because nobody does.
Oh.
Well, very few people.
What's your
Instagram?
It's
Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, writer, W-R-I-G-H-T-E-R. That's it.
How do you spell writer?
W-R-I-G-H-T-E-R, because my name is Billy Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
Got it.
And I'm a writer, too.
What kind of pics are we talking about on here? Just pitch me. Sell me on your Instagram.
I mean, they're just a lot of me and my dog, places I've been, people I think are pretty. It's really not that interesting,
food?
So go do it.
Yogurt? do you take pictures of your yogurt? Or your food?
No, I don't do that.
You can get into
actually,
that.
Actually, I do take some funny pictures
like food
of just
pictures.
Things that
I
see. I
love
see.
Food
I
pictures.
Take funny pictures that I see.
Yeah.
And nice. I'd like to do more of that. So if I get some encouragement, people follow me, maybe I'll do it.
Okay.
I guess I'll throw out my Instagram handle too then.
Yeah.
I'll follow you.
Okay.
You follow me.
It's Sista Shi, S-I-S-T-A-S-H-I.
Oh, Sista Shi.
Yeah.
Nice. Is it she like a play on S-H-E? Or
well,
chi?
My friends all call me, instead of Shira, call me she,
oh.
Like S-H-I.
Was the queen taken as an Instagram handle?
The queen. I hadn't really established that role yet when I started playing. Okay.
Or the ghoster.
The ghoster.
Or like the ghost killer.
That would
ghost
be,
killer.
That would be a great account as if you did screenshots of someone ghosting you. Like your unanswered texts and their vague.
Yeah, that's a good. Do that. All right. Sista Shi and Billy Reiter. I want to give a thanks to all of our listeners and everybody who download and share the show. Thank you so much. Thank you to our wonderful producer, Anthony.
Yay.
And also, as always, thank you to Marty Yu for loaning us all this fabulous sound equipment. And Marty's podcast is The Nooner Podcast, and that's on Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Also, you can search for Nooner Podcast to download it. Thank you to the listeners for downloading, subscribing, supporting, spreading the word, giving us feedback. Keep contributing your creative work. You can email us to us. There are submission guidelines on our website, podcast.thegiselleshow.com. You can email to us at studio@thegiselleshow.com. Twitter is @thegiselleshow. And we will see you maybe in 2 weeks, which would be January 2nd. Should we do a show? We see. We let you know. Okay, everybody, have a great holidays. We love you so much. Thank you. And
see you next year.
See you next year. Bye-bye for now. Woo.